Then everyone's just going to buy America, and that'll be great for American manufacturing, American companies. But doesn't that take time?
That doesn't happen overnight. That could take years. And in the meantime, there's huge cost of transition.
Also overnight, the tariff already on Chinese imports was doubled to 20%. China has struck back with additional tariffs on U.S. farm products. Linda McMahon was sworn in as Secretary of Education yesterday to lead a department President Trump says he is eliminating. CBS News has a copy of the first email she sent to staff with the subject line reading, "Our department's final mission." CBS's Major Garrett says there's political risk.
You're going to attack the Department of Education. You're basically attacking student loans and Pell Grants, low-income students who would not have federal support otherwise, which means states would have to come up with that money themselves, imperiling their ability to keep a balanced budget or get rid of special education funding. All of those things remain extremely politically popular.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress tonight. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us it's not officially a State of the Union address, but it will look like one.
Vice President J.D. Vance will be seated on one side of the president and House Speaker Mike Johnson on the other. Cabinet members, Supreme Court justices, Joint Chiefs of Staff, former members of Congress and members of the diplomatic corps will be seated in front of President Trump. As for the rest of the senators and House members, it's a free-for-all as seats are not assigned.
It's Mardi Gras parade day with a big storm taking aim at New Orleans. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
I am going to try to run the parades in the morning. Now, y'all, we have a window of opportunity right now, according to the National Weather Forecast.
CBS's Seth Doan reports Pope Francis had a rough day.
The pontiff had two episodes of acute respiratory failure Monday, caused by a buildup of mucus and spasms in the airways in the lung. The pope had to be aspirated to remove some of that mucus, and two bronchoscopies were performed.
Vatican says the pope slept all night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258. 800-290-0258.
In Boston, experts are wondering what a scorpion was doing at the airport.
It was about 7:30 when state police say a woman was making her way through customs at Terminal E, the international terminal at Logan Airport. Officials say when she was gathering her luggage, she was somehow stung by a scorpion. Police say the woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Experts say scorpions are rare in this part of the world, but you can find them on almost every single continent, save for Antarctica. Stings can be painful and potentially deadly. Officials say they could lead to problems with your heart, neurological issues, or organ problems, but the CDC says most stings from scorpions are not that serious. Nicole Davis for CBS News, Boston.
Senate Democrats blocked a measure to ban transgender girls and women from competing on school sports teams that match their gender identity. The 51-45 vote fell short of the 60 required to advance the bill, which would stop federal funding of non-compliant schools. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hang on, Snoopy, hang on. town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Maybe tomorrow
persuasion.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. Serving USA. You'll catch them serving at L.
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and Trinidad.
Inside, outside USA.
Australia's Caribbean.
Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way.
Inside, outside.
Everybody's got serving USA. USA.
We'll be right back.
Away from a run around sewer. From a runaround to a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak.
Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Everybody. Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll to live the days. Can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby, come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby, come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, She's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's tariffs on imported goods from Mexico, Canada, and China have gone into effect. Next month, he says, expect surcharges for imported produce. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Avocado prices are definitely going up. Maple syrup from Canada is probably going to rise. Beer from Mexico could rise.
The president has also paused all military aid to Ukraine. This is CBS's Eleanor Watson.
The Biden administration had committed about $66 billion worth of equipment in contracts for defense industry to make weapons for Ukraine. This pause now stops all of that.
The Vatican says the Pope has had a quiet night after medical setbacks as he fights double pneumonia.
Our Vatican sources tell us there is some positive news. His white blood cell count remains the same, which means there's no indication of a new infection.
CBS's Seth Doan reports the Pope is on ventilation to help his breathing. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Don Rosen starts the